The happy months of my sojourn in Italy are my most beautiful memories, was how Einstein, even after 50 years, recalled his new, carefree existence. He helped his father and uncle with their electrical business and traveled here and there visiting friends and family. In the spring of 1895, the family moved to Pavia, just south of Milan, where the brothers opened a new factory that lasted little more than a year before it, too, closed. Although amid the upheaval he had worked hard to prepare, Einstein failed the Poli entrance exams. Yet his mathematics and physics results were so impressive that the professor of physics invited him to attend his lectures. It was a tantalizing offer, but for once Einstein took some sound advice. He had done so badly in languages, literature, and history that the director of the Poli urged him to go back to school for another year and recommended one in Switzerland.
By the end of October, Einstein was in Aarau,
a town 30 miles west of Zurich. With its liberal ethos, the Aargau Canton School provided a stimulating environment that enabled Einstein to thrive. The experience of boarding with the classics teacher and his family was to leave an indelible mark. Jost Windler and his wife Pauline encouraged free thinking among their three daughters and four sons, and dinner each evening was always a lively and noisy affair. Before long, the Windlers became surrogate parents, and he even referred to them as Papa Windler and Mama Windler. Whatever the old Einstein said later about being a lone traveler, the young Einstein needed people who cared about him and he for them. Soon it was September 1896 and exam time. Einstein passed easily and headed to Zurich and the Federal Polytechnicum. A happy man is too satisfied with the present to dwell too much upon the future, Einstein had written at the start of a short essay called My Future Plans during his two-hour French exam. But an inclination for abstract thinking and the lack of practical sense had led him to decide on a future as a teacher of mathematics and physics. So it was that Einstein found himself, in October 1896, the youngest of 11 new students entering the Poli's School for Specialized Teachers in the Mathematical and Science Subjects. He was one of the five seeking to qualify to teach maths and physics. The only woman among them was to be his future wife. None of Albert's friends could understand why he was attracted to Mileva Maric. A Hungarian Serb, she was 4 years older, and a bout of childhood tuberculosis had left her with a slight limp.
During the first year, they sat through the five compulsory math courses and mechanics, the single physics course offered.
Although he had devoured his little sacred book of geometry in Munich, Einstein was no longer interested in mathematics for its own sake. Hermann Minkowski, his maths professor at the Poli, recalled that Einstein had been a lazy dog. It was not apathy, but a failure to grasp, as Einstein later confessed, that the approach to a more profound knowledge of the basic principles of physics is tied up with the most intricate mathematical methods. It was something he learnt the hard way in the years of research that followed. He regretted not having tried harder to get a sound mathematical education.